In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison accused of bullying Queensland's Premier over a coronavirus funeral exemption. A dispute over a koala protection policy continues among New South Wales MPs. And in tennis, Alex de Minaur knocked out of the US Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has accused the Prime Minister of bullying her to intervene in the case of a woman unable to attend her father's funeral because of COVID-19 restrictions. Canberra resident Sarah Kasup was granted an exemption to enter Queensland, but her application to leave her 14-day hotel quarantine period to attend today's funeral was denied. Ms Palaszczuk has told State Parliament Scott Morrison called her this morning, appealing for her to allow an exemption to the 23-year-old. She says the phone call was a blatant attempt at bullying.
I will not be bullied, nor will I be intimidated.
Order!
By the Prime Minister of this country, who contacted me this morning and who I made very clear to the
Member
fact
Everton will put his comments through the chair.
Decision, that I would pass the information on to the Chief Health Officer. And it is the Chief Health Officer's decision to make.
Queensland's Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young has given approval for Ms Kasup to attend a private viewing of her father's body. She has defended her decision, saying funerals are risky environments for the spread of the virus, especially given the high proportion of elderly people in attendance. Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer Alan Cheng says he's pleased with downward trend in the state's coronavirus tally. The rolling 14-day averages from the 27th of August to the 9th of December in metropolitan Melbourne is 70.1 and in regional Victoria is 4.5. Cases in the last 24 hours fell to 51 after Wednesday's spike of 76 cases. Professor Cheng says the condition of a 14-day average of 5 cases to reduce restrictions is a general indicator. And Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says there's no change to the timetable for the delivery of a potential COVID-19 vaccine to Australia after late-stage trials were paused this week due to one participant experiencing an unexplained illness. The federal government has ordered 33 million doses of the vaccine to be distributed next year if the trials prove successful, with it hoping to gain early access to 3.8 million doses for distribution in January. Mr. Hunt says while the exact illness experienced by the participant is yet to be identified, they're recovering well and are likely to be discharged from hospital within the next day.
The advice that I had from the head of AstraZeneca Australia is that there is no change to the timetable for the delivery of the vaccine in Australia, and they have no belief that it will be changed in terms of its nature, form or delivery, but they are always subject to the medical advice.
A Sydney club has been closed after two people infected with coronavirus visited multiple times. Anyone who was at the Eastern Suburbs Legion Club in Waverley between 5 and 6:30pm on the 28th of August has been told to immediately get tested for COVID-19 and isolate until they receive a negative result. The two persons involved also attended the club while infectious on the evenings of the 1st, 4th, 5th and 6th of September. New South Wales Health is working with the club to contact and assess the exposure risk to members and guests. New South Wales Nationals MPs will abstain from voting on government bills and attending joint party room meetings after a dispute with their state Liberal coalition colleagues over a koala protection policy. The decision comes amid concerns the new Liberal policy will limit land use on farms and the ability to rezone areas for development. The Liberals say the proposed planning laws won't stop farming work, but simply mean that property owners will have to consider if the land they want to develop will result in the destruction of koala habitat. New South Wales Nationals leader John Barilaro says his party's MPs will effectively sit on the crossbench, but ministers won't surrender their portfolios.
We will be abstaining from supporting any government legislation or bills, but we reserve our right to vote on and support or not support bills that are relevant to regional and rural New South Wales, and we'll do so until such time that our position and our amendments are considered.
to tennis now, and world number three Dominic Thiem has ruthlessly ended Alex de Minaur's US Open campaign with a crushing straight sets quarterfinal defeat in New York. It took over 2 hours for Thiem to send Australia's last finals hope packing with a 6-2, 6-1, 6-4 victory that further underlined the 26-year-old's championship credentials. De Minaur says while he's disappointed with the way his US Open campaign finished, it gives him a lot to work on. Austrian Thiem next faces Russian third seed Daniil Medvedev on Saturday for a place in the title decider. Let's see what the weather's going to do for Friday. Partly cloudy in Perth, a top of 19, much the same in Adelaide, 26. 20 for you in Melbourne, a windy day, cloud increasing there. In Hobart, a late shower or two, a top of 19. 17 in the nation's capital, cloud clearing in Canberra. While in Wollongong, it'll be partly cloudy and 19. Much the same for Sydney, 20 degrees. Similar conditions for Newcastle. In Brisbane, showers, 19. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 28 for you. And fine weather for Darwin, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for news in depth, don't forget to take a closer look at our podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.